Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail to the post offices and the bulk mail centers all over the countryside. And, of course, let's not forget that it also includes our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too, out delivering the packages that they have to deliver. Now, you can follow us by going to Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, and we're also available on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America. That's how you find us over there. And our website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the northern hills overlooking Tampa, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Yay, good morning.
Yay, yippee-i-o, cow patty. And it's 70, what is it here, 72 degrees, a beautiful morning indeed. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic. For which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice, for all. And by the way, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, the mayor of New York has warned the Trump backers, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, to control yourselves while you're in New York.
Blah, blah, blah. That's really all I have to say. I mean, they've called out every police officer there is to be on duty today. They've put up all kinds of, you know, barriers. They've blocked roads and all this other nonsense. So, I mean, give me a break.
Yep.
He's great standing.
And the only thing is that most people think that somehow or another Antifa's going to slip in there and try to start something. We'll see.
Well, that's on them. Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yes, indeedy. Now, in a letter to the court, the Trump lawyers argued against allowing television cameras They said that such coverage would exacerbate the already circus-like atmosphere. And then last night, the judge, Juan Merchan, apparently made a ruling and said, no, there'll be no television cameras in here, but we will have four fixed photographers in here with their cameras.
That's fine.
So that's where we're at. Good thing, bad thing?
That's fine. I mean, it's a big deal. So, I mean, you're going to have press there. So, they're going to be there one way or another.
Yeah, and I understand that Trump is going to have his photographer there. And I guess maybe the other side is too. And then the other two will be pool photographers.
Okay.
That's my understanding. All right, well, we'll go from there and we'll see what happens. Now, not to be outdone, NBC came out yesterday and said the Chinese balloon gathered a whole bunch of intel on our U.S. military bases as it flew over the top of them.
Yeah, this is an important thing. In fact, I think this thing is much more important than the whole Trump charade. Remember that the Biden White House and the Pentagon downplayed this balloon in a big way. China said it's a weather balloon. It doesn't look like Admiral Kirby said it was benign. Biden himself said it's no big deal. The Pentagon, especially General Milley, he kind of blew the thing off. In fact, they were even giving off-ramps to China, saying, oh, it was, it wasn't all that important. Anything that China may do, we have the ability to stop any kind of electronic signals, blah, 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 blah. It turns out every single one of those things is a lie, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were, in fact, able to gather intelligence from several sensitive military sites. There was no blocking of the ability to gather information. They used electronic signals. They picked up weapon systems, included communications. It's bad. It's bad. Bad.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Before we get back to Denise Simon on the telephone line with our caller, we also want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They are currently the second largest insurance company in the country, and they've been in business over 85 years insuring cars, trucks, and other personal means of transportation. Now, don't forget, they also insure over 26 million drivers right now. And all you need to do to find out how much money you could save is to go over to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your information, and you will get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. You'll find out how much money they'll save you with that. In addition, you might have a motorcycle. You might have an ATV. Maybe you've got a boat or an RV. All of that will add to a bundle and save you money there. But where you really save the big bucks is when you add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance to that policy. And then that will drop your insurance like a rock. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite Easter Bunny from the great state of Colorado. So, Easter Bunny in Colorado, take it away.
Well, shoot, this Easter Bunny likes chocolate, so I'm going to enjoy me some chocolate Easter Bunny.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, about Trump heading in there, I guess it's true, Denise. You definitely can indict a ham sandwich, and Trump is the ham sandwich that's going to be indicted of these fake charges that he's going to receive. And hopefully there's a judge down there in New York City, I hope, to have some common sense and just dismiss this just insanity. I hope so. I hope it's just dismissed. And then you brought up China. Thing is, the West created China. China is a Frankenstein that the West created. EU created this with the help of the EU. They created the Frankenstein called Putin, with this net zero environmental BS. So EU created Putin. The West, the United States, with the help of the EU, created the Frankenstein called China. So it's gonna the only way to deal with China is that you gotta deal with the long run, and hopefully we can get out of debt. Mm-hmm. And here in this country, because the only way China understands is one thing, money and power.
Yep.
So when we get out of debt, I know we can take on China head on. We have the military, but we're broke. We got to get out of debt. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good night. Goodbye.
All right, thank you. That's Aaron. What do you think there, Denise?
Well, the judge, Juan Manuel Merchan, is the judge of record for the Trump case, and he is actually a former prosecutor himself. He has no tolerance for Trump, so he isn't going to be lenient by any means. But he says you have to do things fairly, but yeah, yeah. Nothing is really fair in New York. But anyway, I'm not a fan of the judge, but
mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. But back to the balloon.
Right.
China was able to control the balloon in real time. It passed over in figure eight configuration many times, sensitive sites. It transmitted the data back to Beijing in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It gathered electronic signals from our communications, including our weapons systems and base personnel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad deal, and a few people over at the Pentagon are pushing back a little bit on this report, but it was other people at the Pentagon that were telling the truth to NBC News. So, I would say here at this point that somewhere between the National Security Council and the Pentagon, people need to be fired and others need to be court-martialed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And, of course, we had Obama box a bunch of people in there so that they couldn't be terminated. They were given appointments when he left, and I thought that was rather odd, and nobody ever got him out of there. But I guess now they realize they made a mistake.
Well, I don't know who you're necessarily referring to, but...
Second and third level people in the Pentagon, in the DOJ, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure that those were the Pentagon that can stay there forever. I think it was more or less the agency level. But I'll tell you what, Milley ought to be relieved from duty... If for nothing else, but I would include court-martial in that one. I think what these decisions on this balloon, and that we can't even begin to measure the consequences of what China stole from us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even begin to measure that. And the decision between the National Security Council, Biden himself, and the Pentagon, they decided to take the risk. And it's consequential. How consequential? I'm terrified to even think, to be honest with you. And I would also say, what China can do with that information that they gathered from us and then share with other rogue countries, North Korea, Iran, Russia, that's just not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this took espionage to a whole new level. And I think it's almost impeachable, too, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe someday we'll get a chance to find out, but right now I don't think it's going to happen. That's just me talking.
The bell ought to be rung on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. But how do we do it?
Well, I think some on the Senate side, even on the House side, should be out there stomping their feet today on this one. But, you know, the whole Trump thing is taking over all the oxygen.
Mark is reminding me about Ross Perot when he talked about getting a shovel and just cleaning out this table in D.C. when it came to getting rid of the bad people that were in there.
Yep.
All right. And, of course, we've got our friend Fred chiming in, so good morning to you, Fred. I haven't looked at your message yet, but I will. Now, one other little thing here. The January 6th defendants suddenly seem to be getting a little bit of love from their captors, if you will, or am I just seeing things?
Marjorie Taylor Greene took a few people over there several weeks ago and jumped up and down and whatnot, and that was her second trip. And on the second trip, after the first one, where she made a big stink about it, they all of a sudden kind of cleaned the place up. And, you know, it was a whole lot less like, third world, and it was substantially better because of the report. I mean, it was ridiculous. So that's why things have improved, because of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We got a comment here by Fred, and I'm just going to read it real quick. He says, when you hear former Judge Napolitano speak on these indictments and arraignment, there are legitimate charges sufficient to go forward, especially when they were plants, at Mar-a-Lago, who claimed Trump had eyes on the national defense documents and specifically ordered them secret. I don't know what that's all about, but that's Fred talking.
Well, that's the difference between the case in New York and the case in Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Two different cases.
And Georgia. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Shot on over there. Check out all the different stuff that she has to offer. And we will be back with our military and veterans news segment right after this bottom of the hour break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. There's a huge security presence in New York City ahead of Tuesday's historic arraignment of former President Trump. Mayor Eric Adams had a reminder for demonstrators.
People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, while you're in town, be on your best behavior.
The mayor says there are no specific credible threats right now, and he's urging folks to go about their business as usual. A medical examiner has ruled the death of a 28-year-old black man at a Virginia state hospital to be a homicide. Irvo Otieno died of asphyxia with restraints on March 6th, according to the examiner's report. Video appears to show hospital workers and deputies, some of whom weighed more than 250 pounds, piling on top of Otieno. Seven Henrico County deputies and three employees of Central State Hospital in Petersburg were charged with second-degree murder on March 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out for more information and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more from them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will instruct you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is going to be right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The second one will be in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you can go to their campus and take a tour. You can also take a tour of their
hangar facility where they have the aircraft that they work on. But I would strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You won't go wrong. Now, what you'll find out is you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that will tell you how it works when you apply for a student loan or when you use your GI benefits to get the training. In either case, you'll know all the information you need to know to make an intelligent decision on which campus you're going to want to go to be trained. Now, we need to mention right off the bat that apparently some 10,000 United States Army soldiers were pushed into obesity because of the pandemic and not being able to run and do the type of exercise and training that they were doing before. So now these young men and women are trying to get the weight off so they can go back to doing what they were doing. And I get it. I understand it. It's always harder to take off what you put on. That is for sure when it comes to weight. By the way, the Army has officially identified the 9 soldiers who lost their lives in the crash of the 2 Black Hawk helicopters flying out of Kentucky's Fort Campbell, which crashed and killed the 9 of them. Tragedy, certainly. Hopefully they'll find out what it was that happened sooner rather than later, so we don't have to drag our feet on that, so that that doesn't happen again. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the U.S. Air Force has sent F-35s to defend NATO. And here's a little a bit about what they've learned so far. As Russia launched its offensives in Ukraine back in February 2022, NATO's eastern flank became an ideal proving ground for the F-35 Lightning II. Officials with the 388th Fighter Wing told the Air Force Times that during a recent visit. I'd be curious to find out myself. I'll have to read that article. Now, a state court judge has avoided a U.S. Marine's adoption of an Afghan war orphan. But her future remains uncertain at the present time. And that's a shame when they allow you to go through the procedure and adopt them to begin with, and then all of a sudden you go, well, wait a minute, we can't do that. It's just a real shame, but hopefully they'll get it straightened around for the good and the benefit of everybody involved. Now, a SpaceX rocket launched the Space Development Agency's first satellites on April the 2nd, sending a mix of some 10 missile tracking and communication spacecraft into low Earth orbit, and the agency's highly anticipated debut mission. Space Force is doing some interesting things. If I was younger and wanted to go back in, I think that that's what I would do. I'd go into the Space Force because of what they're doing, what their mission is, and how they're accomplishing it. A prominent Russian military blogger who was killed in a St. Petersburg cafe in a bomb blast is the subject of an investigation and an ongoing discussion in Russia. We'll see if they can get to the bottom of that. Also, the Russian-Ukraine war is now in day number 405. Nobody thought it would get this far. And General Milley has said that a Ukraine victory is unlikely this year. Well, duh. Ukraine is unlikely to expel all Russian forces from its territory this year. The top U.S. military officer said, General Mark Milley, giving a grim reality check, if you will, to the expressed goal and hopeful anticipation by policymakers, diplomats, and defense leaders in Washington, D.C. It's a shame, but it's not going to happen this year. And if they don't step on it and get the right equipment, it may not happen next year or the year after either. Now, the munitions and the anti-tank rockets, which are included in the next $2.6 billion U.S. pledge for Ukraine, is on its way. Don't know how soon they're going to get it, but it is on its way. Also, chaplains have made part of Ukraine's military as the war drags on. You might remember that we're hearing that the Ukraine is kind of walking around shell-shocked in a couple of areas where they just get pounded every day, and there's not much left of the town or the city in terms of buildings standing and all that. Lots of debris, lots of piles of rubble. Now, don't forget, Congress is calling for more funding of the Pentagon UFO office. They believe that they've stumbled onto something. They want to know more. I realize that. But how much more do you really want to know? Okay, well, we'll wait and we'll find out here, right? Don't hold your breath. Just don't hold your breath. Now, General Milley has said that he's advising his commanders to hold down the rhetoric on China because they got enough problems without having that all become out of whack, if you will. All right. We're coming up on this next break here. And when we come back from the break, of course, the watchdog on, pardon me, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, will be our guest. So don't go anywhere. And today, Tuesday, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Hope to see you there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. And before we get going with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I am going to tell you that Moss Family Automotive brings you this segment. That's Moss Acura, the Moss Acura dealership, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and they're located on North Florida Avenue right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's right there. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look at the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're firefighters, EMTs, or police officers, get a discount on your vehicle, as well as church ministers, too. So there you go. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, joining us, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I asked you if you were going to go into New York City to watch the big debacle today. You said no.
Yeah, I'd file that rather stick it in a hot poker in my eye than dealing with that.
Okay. Well, that's one way to put it, right?
Well, yeah. I just thought you got to be out of your mind. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as everybody's making it out to be.
Well, I know the mayor has warned the crazies, or what he's calling the crazies, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her her compadres to be on their best behavior and all that, but I don't think that he understands that we aren't the troublemakers.
Well, I just don't think it's going to be. I mean, they're making this out to be, I think, a much bigger deal than it, that it's going to be. I mean, there was, this, you know, a few people out down there in Florida. I highly doubt you're going to see, you know, very big crowds when it comes to this. I really do. And again, you know, the police department now, they track. They've got entire, you know, departments that are following social media and watching things. So, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Now, the Fed's James Bullard is pushing back against Wall Street. It seems that the Federal Reserve has begun to push the market away from the conviction that the second half of this year will see interest rates falling significantly.
Well, I don't believe we'll see significant cuts this year. I don't. And quite frankly, I don't think we need them. I think, I think what we need is clarity. I think we need the Fed to say, hey, you know what, we're done. This is enough, and we're going to go away now, and we're going to let the things work its way out. You don't want money to be priced at nothing, at zero. That runs, you run into all sorts of problems if that's the case. And yeah, are more things going to break? Are more companies going to go out of business? Yeah. Yeah, but again, if you can't survive with interest rates where they are at these levels, then you're not really a sustainable company in the first place.
Now, there was an interesting number that popped out yesterday, 9.8%. It's a decline from the May 2022 peak in residential construction spending.
What was the peak? I'm sorry. Where are we at?
The number 9.8% was the decline from the May 2022 peak in residential construction spending.
I have to take a deeper look at the numbers. The home buyer enthusiasm is quite high right now, and materials have come down in price. I'm confused because even with rates that have come up as far as mortgages are concerned, the prices have come down, but they're still selling homes even with higher mortgage rates.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. And of course, whatever it is that's going to happen is going to happen because, unfortunately, it looks like construction spending tumbled back in February as spending on residential projects fell sharply.
Again, we got to take a look at the latest numbers, but as far as you take a look across the board, new construction and many of these hotter markets, it's still going pretty strong. It is. Again, you still got to get the full effect of the Fed interest rate hikes and how it's going to work its way through. But again, that we need, more affordable housing here in this country. And, the sooner we get it, the better we're going to be.
Now, the San Francisco Chronicle, the editorial board of that paper, is urging that the city adopt a response similar to that which New York City used after 9/11 to save the downtown area and the entire Bay Area from economic collapse.
9/11 money. You might want to start by just enforcing a law.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the drug problem that you have and the crime problem, I think that's probably a good start. You're going to compare September 11th, and you're going to compare, the quality of life and the crime in New York at that point in time, which was, there just wasn't any. Again, back when Giuliani was running the city, it's a different, completely different ball of wax. They actually had to extend his term a little bit because of 9/11, and then, Bloomberg, ran it and won, shortly after. And similar type of policies when it came to crime were in place, and that's a game changer right there.
Do you know what shadow banning is?
Shadow banning. Sounds familiar. Sounds like a tech thing.
Okay, well, Twitter's algorithm disclosure is revealing a blacklisting code through shadow banning. And
Yeah, no, it's basically, you know, you're not really banning somebody, but, you know, via the algorithms, your posts and whatnot aren't going to get seen.
Okay. And that's happening apparently over Twitter.
They've said that for a while. Again, you have to take a look at the algorithms and how that those algorithms play out. And again, it doesn't surprise me that certain groups and certain types of posts and political affiliations might get might not get the same attention that others might.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but Joe Lieberman is actually promoting a third-party movement similar to the Green Party. His words, not mine.
Similar to the Green Party?
Yep, Green Party. He referred to that yesterday, and Ralph Nader.
Well, not the same philosophy.
No.
So what is it, kind of a centrist party? Is that
Yeah, because he was talking about the 557,000 votes that they got during the last election that they had when Nader was around, and that they could probably double that with the right platform.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, it wouldn't bother me. I think that the more ideas that you have, the better. I know these people always to have these arguments saying, well, you know, it's going to take votes away from this, and Bill Clinton wouldn't have won if it wasn't for Ross Perot. Well, yeah, let's actually think about the way we're doing things now. If you think that this is what the founders wanted and having two factions, you're wrong. They didn't want that. They didn't like political parties and what they've become. And I tend to agree with them and how it's just the party infrastructure and the power of these political parties. They rule, and you got to follow along with what they have to say. And I'd rather have people be their own person and whatnot, and I'd like to have more competitive parties and less.
Well, yeah, and it would be nice if we could do that. We'll see what happens, because it's definitely being talked about as we speak. Now, there was a another movement afoot yesterday. Of course, our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, signed the open carry bill.
What is this one? I don't know. I'm not
the guns. The gun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about?
Well, we no longer have to have a permit to carry concealed. You can open carry without a permit. You do have to have a background check to buy a gun.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What was the reasoning behind that? And with the tests and everything.
To eliminate and reduce crime, as it's done in other areas of the country, mm-hmm. citing Georgia as an example.
I didn't realize that. So Georgia, I didn't realize. I didn't think that the permit classes were that difficult.
Yeah.
But I gotta look further into that.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and stay low up there.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and of course, Ashley Moody and I are going to have a chat. That's our Attorney General about the new gun law. On Wednesday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.